Today's daf is Vavasra, daf Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel, we are on Lamed Beis and Beis by the two dots. Just one point I wanted to mention from yesterday's shir. Yesterday on Amud Aleph, the Gemara brought up the Machlokas Tanoim about Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and Rabbi Nassan, or the Rabbanan and Rabbi Nassan. Are you allowed to accept testimony not when the witnesses do not testify together? So the Tanakhama had said they have to testify together, ke'echad. Or Rabbi Nassan says, no, Shomon Dvar Shalzeh, Hayom, you can hear one's testimonies today and the next person's testimonies tomorrow. So this Machlokas is related to what we do every Friday night. The Shulchan Aruch says that our minhag is to say by Yechulu again after Shmona Esrei on every Friday night. Because of why? We just said it in Davening, so we have to say by Yechulu again. So it's because Yantiv Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, She'inu Mermosa B'Tfilah. Because, like this past Friday night, we did not say Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei because it was Rosh Hashanah. So because of that time, that when we don't say Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei, so that we Yantav Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, that's why we say Vayechulu every Friday night after Shmona Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch says to say it out loud and standing. Kol Raman Me'umad. That's the Zimin Reish B'Samaches. The tour, going backwards in time, quotes, the minhag is to say it b'kol ram and me'umad, because it's edus, and it says va'amdu shnei anashim, va'amdu shnei anashim, vidar shidan, elu edim shetsuichem lohad b'yachad u'me'umad, and therefore, you say it standing, and v'yomru oso b'yachad, and you say it together. What exactly does the tour mean? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote that aspect of together, but that's the tour. So the Taz, though, on Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes that tour, he says, Alkei nirali, it appears to me then, if because this is true, that it's edus, and therefore it has to be yachad, so a yachid at home does not say vayechulu. Somebody's not davening with a minion. Why? You need an edus shlema to be made to Hashem, and therefore, if a person is at home, he does not have to say it. Sorry? Even Yantif, or even Yantif, because it's Eidus. It's Eidus, and Eidus is not given in private.
Even though he says Chozer.
I mean, Chozer means when you have a minion. Chozer means when you have a minion. The question is, though, this is Yachad, and the Taz says that you don't say it when you have a minion. But what happens if you have a minion, but you're just now by yourself? Which is what usually comes up a lot. When you finish one Esrei, we finish one Esrei, and the Tzibur already said Vayechulu. So the minhag of many is to find somebody else to say it with, and to say it together. That is how the Tur and the Taz are understood, actually saying it together. Not just biyachad when you're in shul, how you might have understood the Tur, meaning at home versus in shul, but even in shul, if you're not saying it actually when the tzibur says it, so then you don't say it. So the question the Magen Avraham asked, then it's Sarachin, because in Choshen Mishpat, we pass like Rav Nassan. Shomen Dvarav Shol Zeh Hayom, Luk Sheva Kavei L'machar Shomen Dvarav. Like that's why one day after another we pass in the Choshen Mishpat. Right? Let alone, you know, to 10 minutes apart from each other. So what are we worried about? Look in Choshen Mishpat Simen Chav Ches, to call it Omer Bifnei Atzmo. So he says, maybe it's like the Sma says that no, first they said it B'yachad, even there, and then they said it separately. Or v'yeshlomar the mikamakom avdinan ketana kama. Here we go like the Tana Kama Rav Nassan. Why? Doesn't explain it. So you got to look in the Machzor Shekel. Machzor Shekel is always the commentator of the Magen Avraham at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. It says the Machzor Shekel. V'yachal gav the kaimelon k'Rav Nassan b'dinei mamonis. Even though we usually pass like Rav Nassan, but mikamakom be'edusenu hanogea lechvodo yisbarach. By edus that has to do with Hashem. It's not a regular edus. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. This is edus that has to do with Hashem. Machmirim latzeis af alibe de tanakama. Bitzrichim lohayg yachad. Here, usually we don't paskin like Rabbi Nassan. We usually do paskin like Rabbi Nassan, but here we go against Rabbi Nassan, like the tanakama, to be machmir, because it has to do with edus that's nogea lechvodo yisbar. And so that is the related discussion to the machlokas tanam that we had later yesterday. One final point related to that, and that is the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, because of this, that once you try to say it together, so then hamispalo balachash yemaher l'sayim tfilaso kadesha yomar vayechulu imakal. Bir Halacha quotes that from the Prima Gadim. Right on a Friday night, we should hurry our Shmona Esrei a little bit to be able to say it with the tzibur. Says the Chazon Ish. Oh, come on.
this extra chumrah minhag lechatchila is going to override saying Shmona Esrei at your own pace, having the proper kavana, says the Chazon Ish. What the Mishnah Berurah says here is tzarech iyun. Dekivan deikar milos vayachlubuhu yotze bitfilosh omer matzibur. You're really yotze in Shmona Esrei. Ve'enu ela hidr ba'alma. The whole thing that you get after Shmona Esrei is already a chumrah because of yontif shechol yis b'shabbos. And now to say it with somebody else is also a chumrah. So he says, I disagree. Umaylas hamarach betfilaso nisbar begamara in roy lakata bishvolze. It's not roy. V'yafilu biyantif. Even if it's an actual yantif, they're not going to say v'yachulu in Shmona Esrei in roy lakata er. Kivan de lahuskar begamara shiyomar at zibur. Doesn't say it in the Gemara anywhere. They have to say it with a zibur. It's an addition of the tour. Explains not even in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, related to, that's what the Chazon Ish says, and the argument of the Bir Halacha, related to the machlokas we had on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph.
Yeah, even if you're machmir, the avis is not such a chumrah that the avis that you can use krovim.
Even if you're machmir, you can use krovim. You're saying it at night, right? Yeah. It's nighttime. You know, the avis at night. You say it standing. So we have some halachas of avis and some not halachas of avis. Okay, let's continue now back to Lamed Beis Amud Beis Amud Beis Amud Beis. We are by the two dots. So again, we're having all these little stories about machlokos between two different parties about a piece of land, and cases of migu. Right, these are the sugyas where we're not having iyun shir on it now, even though we try to pack in as much iyun as we can to these shirim. But all of these are the sugyas of migu, right, where he has a better claim, as we had yesterday. He whispered; he didn't have to whisper to the judge. Okay, so now we get to the two dots. Lamed beis ma beis. Hahu arva the amr lelove. Havli me'azuze de parati l'malve lavech. There was a cosigner, an arev, that went to a lova and said, you know what, pay me back, because I paid the malva for you. The malva came to me and said, can I have the money, because you cosigned for it, please pay me. The Shrush says, it must be that in the shtar it's written that there was an arev, or else this guy, he would say, I don't know what you're talking about. So it was written that there was a cosigner, and he says that he came to me. The Rashbam says that we must be talking about a case where the Malvik could go to the Arev straight. Right? There are different types of Arvos, different types of cosigners. Some only as a backup. You have to go to the Lova first. If the Lova doesn't have money, then you can go to the Arev. Here we must be talking about a case because the Lova doesn't even know about it. It must be that it's a case where we went to the Arev first. Look at the first wide line of the Rashbam. Two possibilities. Go to Arev Kablon. An Arev Kablon is one where he could go first to the Malva, to the Arev. Inami could go to Amar HaMalva, B'shas Alva, Mimisha Erza Epara. Or he made the Tznai, he made the condition, at the time of the loan, I could collect from whoever I want to. So, again, the Arev says to the Lova, give me the money that I paid for you already. For Hashtara, and here's the Shtar. Meaning, the Shtar, the loan, the Milva Bishtar, so the Malva had it, so obviously why does the Arev have it? It must be because the Arev paid, and the Malva now gave it to the Arev to be able to collect with it. So, what's the halacha? So, Amar Le La Praticha. So, said the Lova, didn't I pay you already? I paid you already. What do you mean? We went through this last week. I paid you already. So, Amar, so says the Arev, La Vadar Chakal Tinu Minoy. Didn't you take it back afterwards also? You're right, you pay me. So, again, it's a case where the whole story was not mentioned at the beginning. Right, like we had some cases yesterday. Yes, of course you pay me back, but then you took it again. I mean, I lent you money then an hour later. You took the money back again. So what's the halacha? Shalcha Rav Idi Bar Avin L'Kameid Abaya Ki Agav Namai. What's the halacha in this case where the Arev admits that the loan was paid up, but then it was given back again? What's the halacha? Shalcha Abaya might. Sorry, stop there for a second. The Rashbam explains the two tzadim of the Gemara. Let's look at the Rashbam. Ki hai gavna mai, right, third wide line. He says, Delo dami kol kach l'shtar milveh, dila el, de paskinen krev Yosef. It's not exactly like we had before. The case is from yesterday. This case, why? Dehasa moda haya bal ashtar, sheshtar acher haya lo v'nevan. V'loka chazel liyos biyado. Ulazako so, mizuya fumamish. Delo nechtav al milvezeh. Yesterday, the cases were, he made up the whole thing. This is a false star. This has nothing to do with reality, right? This is false, and therefore the halacha there might be it's chas b'alma. It's nothing. Hilkach hifsid the hechad the kai mizuzah taken. That's why you go by the chazaka, wherever the chazaka is. But here, what's happening here? Here it was a true star. It was a true star. It just was paid up already and then reused that day. Right? Lo hayala arif shtar acher meolam. Kiyem zeh, this is the only thing the arif ever had. And therefore, hilkach, even though it was paid up, you might say it is able to be used again. Remember, it is, right, a shtar muktim is possible, because it's if you predate a shtar, it collects from lekuchos too early, but this is a shtar mukhar. So it collects less from lekuchos. So the question is that kosher? Odilma still, what do we say? No! He still ruined his chazakah. Once he admitted that the lova paid him back, so then it's like the lova is saying, this shtar is nothing. I already paid back the shtar. And therefore, nimchal shibudo, and the shtar is meaningless. That's the two tzadim in the case here, where the Ariv admits, yes, you paid me back, but then I lent you again with it. What is the case here? So back to the Gemara. So shalach le'abaya, mighty bailei. What's the shaila? Es abaya. Ha ihuda amar hilchazakavasi the rabba ba'ara. Didn't we just say, Rav Idi mentioned, before the two dots, didn't Rav Idi say that halacha is like Rabba when it comes to land? Rabba, who says that there's always a migu for the one who is muchzak, we trust him. And halacha is like Rav Yosi when it comes to money. Whoever has the money, keep it. I mean, what's the rule that we said at the end of Shia yesterday? Muchzak, wherever the money is, wherever the land is, it stays there. Because you're not sure exactly what the case is. So here too, the money is in the hands of the love, and therefore he gets to keep it. The lova has to prove that the money was reborrowed. That is what the Abaya says. But the Gemara now has a limit. The Hani Mili to Amarle, when do we say, though, that the lova could keep it? Where he says, Hadart Ozvatin Huminoi, where what the Arev says is, didn't you relent, borrow it from me? So it was a new milve, and therefore we say that there's a chash, that it's chaspa ba'alma, that it was repaid. And therefore you cannot use the shtar. Avo Amarle, but what if the Arev had said, and the guy agreed to it. Or not fully, but the first yet said, didn't I pay you back? I gave you it back because you didn't give me good money. Not that you borrowed again, but what you originally gave me was worn out, it was red, and there was something wrong with the coins that you gave me. So what's the lova basically saying? The lova basically saying, you never paid me back. So then, akati isla shibud didashtara. Then the shtar still has a shibut on it, because there the lova is denying. I'm sorry, the Arev is denying what the lova said. The lova said, I paid you back. The Arev is saying, no, you didn't. You didn't pay me back. You tried to pay me back, but you didn't pay me back. And therefore, he has a shtar, and he's denying anything was paid up. So therefore, now the burden of proof is on the lova. Right? I have your shtar. That's called shtar chabiyadik, my boy. I have your shtar. If you pay me back, then you would have taken the shtar. Right? So therefore, that is why in that case, The Arev would win. Okay, Vaita, four lines to the bottom. Rava Bar Shirshom. Navagale Kala de Kachalar de Yasmin. Rava Bar Shirshom, there was a call. Okay, yesterday, there were rumors. Rumors flying that he was eating land of orphans. Right, he was taking part in land of orphans. So, what exactly was the case? What exactly was the case? He was eating this land and people were saying, oh, it's orphans' land. He shouldn't be eating it. What exactly was the case? As we'll see in a minute, he was owed money. He took the land as a mashkon from the father. And the rumors went out that that he had already eaten the amount that the loan was worth, and therefore he should be giving back this mashkon to the orphans. Right? That was the rumor that was going around. The Rimi Gash says it must be a case where he did not eat cheskas gimel shanim in the life of the father. It must be that's the case, or else he would just have that claim. Hey, it's mine. Right? Cheskas gimel shanim. That's what this whole perek is about. Says the Rimi Gash, Rabbi Bar Shirshom, lo achla b'chayyabu and diyasmi shnei chazaka. He didn't eat in the life of the father years of chazaka. Di lo achla b'chayyabu and shnei chazaka, because if he did, have a yachol l'mitan l'kuchay b'yadi. You could have said, I bought it from your father if he had eaten 3 years. Ela hay da'achla shani chazaka la'achar de'misavu chonu. But here, where he ate the years, it was after the father died. Umishim hachi, and that's why, ki ika kala da'ara di'asmihi lo kaima la'ya chazaka. That's why the chazaka doesn't work totally, because it was in the life of the children, but not in the life of the father. So, back to the Gemara. So there was this rumor that went out that he was eating the Yisomim. Amalei Abaya, Emily Izi Gufaduv Da Hechiyavi. So Abaya says, tell me what's going on. What exactly is the case here? And the diak that we're going to have in a minute, but I'll mention it now already, the Rashba says, it doesn't say here that the Yisomim brought him to trial. It just says Abaya said to him, you know, what's going on? Mashal, like Abaya heard what was going on, and he went to Rava himself. Because he says, you know, it's not right that a tzaddik like you is, all these rumors are flying about him. Tell me what's going on. Emily Izi Gufa Dovda, the case, Echiavi, what happened? So Amarle. So Rav Barshir Shom explains to him, Ara b'mash kon to havin a kizna, everyone that asked me. I had the land as a collateral, as a mashkon. Right? We had, remember we had all the sugyas in Bava Metzia about the different types of mashkons, different ways that one could take the land without or with being ribbis. We discussed that back in the fifth parak in Bava Metzia. So says the Iraqis, if I take the land and then I take the loan, so then the payers are going to be ribbis. So we spoke about then what's mutter, what's not. So he says, I have this land as a mashkon. The havi li zuzi achrina gabe. But they also owe me something else. The father owed me another loan, which I did not take a mashkon on. And therefore I figured, let me keep this land and keep eating the fruit to pay me back both. I ate, you're right, the years of the mashkon finished. But Amina, I said, if I return the land to the Yisomim, and I say that there's other money owed from me, from your father. Your father owes me other money. What would the rabbis tell me? Right, if I get back to the land, what would the rabbis tell me? The rule. They would tell me I have to swear. So I don't want to swear. So you know what I did? I took the law into my own hands, basically. I figured this would be okay. They owe me the money anyway. So Ella ach b'shei l'shtar mashkanta. I hid the shtar mashkon. Va'och l'shir zuzei. And I kept it. Until I would eat. I'm going to give it back. I'm just eating the amount of fruit that I'm owed the money, and that's it. Demigu, because since I have a migu. Demigu, de'ibe'ina amina, lukucha hibiyadi mehemna. I would be believed to say, it's lukucha in my hands. Rimigash says, why? Because he has it maybe in the years, in the time of the life of the Yisomim, but still, wouldn't I be believed if I say, lukucha hibiyadi, because I did eat, now I ate the years of Chazaka, so ki amin et isle zuzi gabaycho mehemnina, so also I should be believed in this case. I kept it because you still owe me, and I'm just going to keep it for now. That's what he tells Abaya. That's what Rav Barshir Shom tells Abaya. And again, there's a lot to talk about, but I guess first let's continue. So Amarle, lukucha b'yadi l'masas amrit. No, you're wrong. You couldn't have claimed it was bought. You could have claimed it was bought. So you have no miga. Why? To ha'ika ala kala da'ar di'asmihi. There's this call out there. That it's the land of the Yisomim. Maybe a regular Cheses Gimel Shanim would work. But here, you know, it's the Yisomim. They can't. You're saying they weren't Mocha. How are they supposed to know? They don't know exactly. Could he have said, I bought it, and we would trust him based on the fact that he had it for 3 years? Right? Would we say that? No. Because that only applies where the person involved is there, and he wasn't Mocha. But here was the Yisomim. So it's on shaky ground. Ella says, Abaya, tough luck on you. Zilla Hadrini Elihu, go give it back to them. Go give it back to them. V'chigad liyasmi ishtoi dina ba'adayo. And if someone get older, then you'll bring him to din. Right? Sorry, you cannot keep it. Okay, let's go through a couple of points on the story. We just read the whole story. Now let us go back. First of all, so he was scared. He said, no, if I give it back, they're going to make me swear. The Gleikmi says, so what's so bad about that? The Gleikmi says, so I'll swear. He knows he's telling the truth. So what's so bad about that? So, Machlokas Rishonim. The Tosfos Rid here says, don't take the Gemara at face value. What it really means, I don't think we've used the Tosfos Rid yet. Not sure. Anyway, so the Tosfos Rid says, right here on this daf, no. Nirali, what he's really saying is that if I give it back, I'm never going to get paid back. Because says the Tosfos Rid, what's wrong if you would have to take a shvua? So I'll take a shvua. Like a shvua ba'emes, nothing wrong with that. So it says the Tosfos Rid, Nirali, to lo havile the rabba bar. Right, that should be Rav Barshir Shom. Shtar al hanizuzi. It must be he didn't have a shtar. He didn't have a shtar on the money that he was owed, you know, the other loan. De'i havi le shtara, because if he did, havi mishtava b'kush of a shakel. If he had a shtar, he would just aware. Then it says, lo yipar ela b'shvua. V'lo av yavad kuleha. He wouldn't do this whole thing. Ela milva al peh, havi le alahu. It was a milva al peh. Meaning he had no proof that the father owed him money. T'lo havi matzi la fugi minayu. And therefore, he wouldn't have been able to collect, period. That's what he was worried about. Because if he would have to say, oh, I'll have to give it back and I'll have to swear, yes, so what? So give it back and you'll swear. That's the halacha. Says the Tosfos Rid, the case must be a case where he would not have been able to get it, period. Meaning, it was a milveh alpeh. The chayshina dilma pari abu. I mean, you'd say you had a loan, maybe the father paid back. If I paid you back already, v'kiva dilu abu on kayam, and since if the father had paid back, we would be tohein. He might be tohein praticha. So the rule is by yisomim, we're always tohein taninon on their behalf. So that is what the Tosfos Rid says. The problem is, what's the problem with this pshat? Tell me, what is the Gemara quote? What does he say? What does he say to Rava Bar Shishim, say to Abaya? Hey, Rava says, I don't want to give this back because you know what? If anybody who collects from nichli yisomim is going to have to swear. So what do you mean? If his claim is really, he's not going to be able to get it even with a shvua. So what the Tosfos Rid says, no, what it means is that mino yalfinon, from that halacha we learn that Bezdin always is toein for yisomim based on what the father would have claimed. So that's like, it's like an etc. And the Gemara quotes the first half of the statement. By a milva bishtar, they're going to claim that it was repaid and therefore you have to swear before you collect. By a milva alpeh, they would say that it's paid up already and you have no proof and therefore you can't get the money. So that's why it quotes the first half, basically, of the rule. To be no yalfinon, to call my, the matzi, avu, and lemitan, toan ebezin, mavur yisomim. That rule just means that whatever a person could have claimed, Bezdin claims for the person. But it doesn't literally mean Shvua. But who adin l'milv alpeh, Bezdin toanim ba'avuram dimov hari avuon, upatrinan lehu legamre. That is what the Tosfos Rid says. That's how you understand this Gemara. He's saying, I didn't want to give it back because I wouldn't have been able to collect that. Period. If that's the case, then you really understand the Gemara. What he's scared about, then why he didn't want to give it back. But that is a das yachid. The Tosfos Rid is a das yachid and understanding the Gemara. Most Rishonim say, take the Gemara kipshuto. And say that, no, I don't want, he said, I'm going to have to take a shvua. I don't want to take a shvua. What's wrong with taking a shvua? So says the Ramban, says the Rashba, say all the, his Talmidim, that no, the point is, he doesn't want to take a shvua. Even if it's a shvua's MS. Shvua's are scary. Shvua's are scary, what? The world shakes. Even right, so that's what the Ritva here says. He's quoting from the Ramban. Kihu lo haya choshesh al ha-hamtana. He wasn't worried about getting delayed and having to wait. Elo afisha haylo lishava shechamur be'enav afil hishava be'emes. Right, it's chamur. He didn't even swear truth. He's based on Tosfos. Tosfos also says on the third line, lo haya makbid al ha-hamtana el ala. He was makbid on the shvua. He didn't want to take a shvua, even though it was true. And this is even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in, where would Hilchos Shvua be in Shulchan Aruch? So you might tell me, Yoredeya, Hilchos Nedarim. The answer is no, it's in Arachayim. Where in the world in Arachayim is this going to be? It's in Seder Masu Matan. Right, in the Simen at the end of Shacharis, right, the end of Shacharis before benching, right, we go in chronological order. So after Shacharis, you have Simen Kufnun Hei, Leilech Mi Beis HaKnesses LaBeis HaMedrash. Right, so now we go from Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses. Okay, it's okay. And then we have, actually those who davened already, right, Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. And then you have one simon before, and it's Hilchos Hilchos Hashem. You have Dine Seder Masu Matan. Seder Masu Matan. What are you supposed to do after davening? After you learn a little bit, Yelech La'asakav. Shulchan Aruch says, got to go make a living. Achach Yelech La'asakav. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a chumrah. Right, it's not a bidyevet. It says Yelech La'asakav. Says go make a living. Tal Torah deinim a malacha sofa v'teila b'goreres avon. Any Torah that has no malacha in it leads to sin. Ki ha'oni ya'aviren al das kono. Somebody's in poverty, it makes him transgress das kono. Right, the Gemara says oni is a nisayon and osher is a nisayon. They're both nisyonos. Umi kol makom lo yatsam lach tor ikur el arai v'toras okeva v'zev zev zkai miyado. Fine. V'yisav yitin be'emuna. Right, honest. Right, one of the six questions. V'yizoyer milahasker shem shemayim levatala. Be careful not to mention Shem Shemayim for nothing. Shebechal makom shaskaras Hashem mitzuya, misa mitzuya. The zohir milishava afilu be'emes. There it is. Shulchan Aruch, right? You're going to be telling your customers, I swear I'm going to get in this merchandise tomorrow. Right? Even if you know it's true. The zohir milishava afilu be'emes. She'elef ayaros hayu liyanai hamelech v'kulam nechrevu b'shvil shayu nishboim shvuos. Afa b'shayu mekaimim osam. Stay away from oaths. But it's true. It doesn't matter if it's true. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, and then it continues. Shutfis in Ma'akum, which is a big sugya. Whether that changed Bizman Azev. But that is Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Vav in Masu Matam. Okay, so that's my focus. We've shown him here. Tosfos Rid versus Rav Rishonim. What was Rav Bar Shirshom so nervous about? Point number one. This whole sugya relates to a discussion in the Rishonim. Ramam Ravid. Ramam, right? Ramam Ramban. There is a Rambam. You don't have to look too far. Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Zion. So what's before this mitzvah? It's amazing how important, what prominence the Rambam gives. The Rambam, right? Rambam, what are the asays? Right? Anochi Hashem Alokecha, Yichud Hashem, right? The uniqueness of God, Avat Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Those are the first four. After that, five was the first mitzvah about doing something, davening. Right? So Rambam Paskins, davening is mitzvah asay daraisa. That's number five. What's number six? Dibuk im chachamim. To be with Amidei Chachamim, Upo Sidvak. It's also pretty important. Number seven, Shetzivanu lihishava b'shmo yitale. Kishen itztarech l'kayim davar min advarim olahachisho. Shenemar uvishmo tishaveya. Mitzvahs asei d'oraisa to swear in the name of God. That's what Rambam says. Says Rambam, what are you talking about? Hasagas Rambam right here. He says, no, it's not. It's not a mitzvah to swear in the name of God. It's a rishus. It's a rishus. The Gemara talks about it. It's the she'ena shvur v'shmo beis atzara chova. The mitzvah say, al v'rishusi b'yadeinu. Im tanoim rabim v'chasuv hazeh eino mitzvah elo rishus. Shalok k'devri harav. Right, and all the notes that Caleb's trying to figure out, where does the Rambam get this from? That it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. But it's on the surface, he's problematic. What do you mean? We have all these sources about stay away from shvuas, even shvuas MS. So that's the Rambam I'm talking about. So what some Achronim say is that if you read the Rambam very, very carefully, and if you look in Mishneh Torah, his language is mutter, not chayiv. Even the Rambam might hold that the mitzvah is, if you shouldn't swear. If you're going to swear, swear in the name of God, not in the name of anything else. That's the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah Hamelach says here. He says, like the Kinas Sofrim says, Devadai, gamu das a Rambam, leka mitzvah lishava beis hatzara. Don't swear. And not in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, like he says, and not in the name of the sun and the moon, and not in the name of anything else. Right? In the name of God. But there's ways to read the Rambam, and then there wouldn't be any machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But Achronim are very uncomfortable with the Rambam of, you know, that's separate mitzvah zei daraisa. Requires more elaboration, but that machlokas definitely has to do with us here.
And that's mitzvah Zion, that you shouldn't do it, but if you do
mitzvah
it,
Zion, either way, it gives a prominence. Okay, one more discussion, and that is, what does he say here? What did Taina, Rabbi? He says, are you going to believe me? Migo, that I could have said I bought it, right? I'll be believed. So too, if I say I have money. Ask Tosfos Migu, what do you mean he would believe to say Lakucha? Wouldn't he have to swear a Shvuas Hesis? Right? We know, Midur Rabbanan, even though there are cases where you would not have to take a Shvuah, because the Shvuah Daraisas are only three, Nishba, Modim Miksas, Eid Echad, and Shvuas HaShomrim, only three Shvuah Daraisas. So wouldn't you have to take a Shvuas Hesis here, the Shvuah Rabbanan? And that was already, even though it wasn't around in the times of the Mishnah, but already at this time, Lechor, in the times of the Gemara, it was around. So if a Tameh has Tosfos, wouldn't you have to take a Shvuas Hesis? And even though it says Tosfos on the first medium line, Tehi de'in ishman ala karkos midal raisa, midar abanan ishman, kamosha diktik Rav Haigon. Didn't Rav Haigon already tell us, you even take a Shvuas Hesis on karka? Right? So what's the answer? So the answer is Tosfos, an important yisod. Skip four lines. V'yesh lomar, de'in yishvoin, shuas hases, elahecha, de'ta'in bari. Shuas hases is only mechuyav when the toveya is to'in bari. Right? For sure. But if the toveya is to'in shema, like yisomim, there's no way they can know whether it was bought from the father. So therefore, there is no shuas hases. This is a huge discussion. One of the many in the sugya shuas hases. Is there a shuas hases even by a tainas Shema, right? Tosfos here clearly says no. You look in the Rashbam does not say this answer. Second Rashbam in the little lines, Mehemna, the Rashbam says, Ein Ishbon ala karkos. There's no Shavuos Hesis here. There's no Shavuon Karka. The Ode, and he says, Chesed Gimel Shanim b'makom Shtar Kaima. Chesed Gimel Shanim is like a star, and therefore he wouldn't have to take a Hesis here. So he does not say, Tosfos does not give the Rashbam's answer. Maybe he argues. Maybe. But either way, what's the Lumdus? What the lumdus, whether Shavuos Hesis is only by Tainas Bari or even by Tainas Shema. So we discussed this in the past. We discussed this at the beginning about Metziah. What's Shavuos Hesis about? The Gemara has a lashon of Lahafiz Daito Shabalabayas. Right, let's say the regular case, Kofar Bakol. I deny everything. So Midar Aysam Chayiv nothing. Only Modim Mixas if I deny everything. Because Chazal say you don't take a Shavuos Hesis to appease the guy. So what does that mean to appease the guy? Does that really mean we really have a doubt? We're really not sure? And therefore, you have to bring more clarity to the case by swearing, or take the lashon explicitly. We believe you. We really believe you. But you know what? Make the guy feel good. Take a Shavuos Hesis. Make the guy feel good. So how serious is the Shvua? So that might be the machlokas here. If you say it's lahafiz daito, just make him feel good, that even Matan Hashem, maybe. It's not a real Shvua. But if you say it's a bona fide Shvua to clear things up, so then maybe you need a tainus badai. One other case, again, then we have to move, and then we'll get back to tainus Shvua's house if we have time. But there's a Ramba. The Ramba Nukhus Toy Minitan. Let's say if I say make you take a Shvua. Could you say, no. You take the Shvua. I don't want to take it. Mefech Shvua. Are you allowed to do that? So says the Raj, the Ramba. Call him a Chuyiv Shvua. Not if a guy is a Chashud. If a guy is a Chashud, then there's a Halacha that we switch the Shvua. But let's say the guy just says, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to swear. You want the money? You swear. Right? So is he allowed to do that? So the Rambam says, yes, by Shvua's Hesus. Not by any other Shvua. Mefech Shvua works by Shvua's Hesus. Call him a Chuyiv Shvua. Hesus and Ratzal Apach Shvua. That's the only one. Why? So again, if it's a real bona fide shvua, then lachor shouldn't work. But if it's just lahavis daito, hey, you wanna, it's to appease you, so you deal with it, right? So it's meitach shvua. Again, a lot of different sugyas come up in shvuas hesus, but here's one of them, right here. Shvuas hesus only by a tainus vadai or even by a tainus safek. That's one of the nafkaminas that would apply. Okay.
In the maskana points of Abaye, what's the difference if the summer at time was going?
In the maskana, according to Abaye, what's the question?
What's the difference if the summer were going?
What's the difference if the summer were, well, you can't bring your summer to court. I don't think there's you could collect anything from them. Right? Once they're older, then you could, bring them to court.
Would there still be a shvua if I saw them going?
Will there still be a shvua if they're habali for a midachsi yisomim, li parala b'shvua? So is that because they're ketanim, or is that because they're not sure? I don't remember. Check it out. Okay, weiter, two dots. Next story. Again, every one of these stories has big discussions about it. Kravi, the Rav Idi Baravin, Shachi v'Shavik Dikla. The relatives of Rav Idi died, and a relative of Rav Idi died, and he left a palm tree. Rav Idi Baravin, Amar Anak Rav Netfe. Rav Idi says, hey, I'm the closest relative. It's my palm tree. V'yehu Gavar Amar Anak Rav Netfe. And the other one guy said, no, I'm the closest relative. And the Rishbam says the other guy was stronger, and therefore he took it. Kol Da'alon Gvar. He took it. A week later, or 2 years later, the guy came and said, you know what, I lied. Rav Idi, you're closer. You're a closer relative, I'm sorry. So Rav Chisda put it into Rav Idi's rishus. Okay, let him pay back the fruit that he ate until now. It's his mind. Omar says, Rav Chisda, Zeo Shomer Malav Adam Gadol, who? This is the guy that they call an Adam Gadol. This is the guy, Rav Idi. Who are you relying on? Ahai, on this guy? Up until now he said it was his. Meaning, be happy with what you got. Be happy with what you got. Don't complain that you want the fruit from backlog. What do you mean? Adam Gadol? This is the guy that says Adam Gadol? But someone in the Achronim in the back says that it's Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos says that Rav Huna always walked past the door of Rav Avin Nagra, the Rav Avin the carpenter. He always walked past is going to shul. Chazav Yirogel b'Shargi Tuv. He saw he always had candles. He always had candles, right? Pashas Shabbos candles. Omar Trey Gavri Ravi Nafki Mehacha. Two great people are going to come out of this house. Nafki, this is Rav Avin. So Nafki Minayu, Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Chia Bar Avin. Right? This story was famous. This story must have been famous. Therefore, Rav Chisda said, "This is the Adam Gadol." This is the Adam Gadol, but that was prophesied about. Good. Then the other important issue is, what does it mean that after he admitted, Rav Chisda put it in his was ukme biyade? What do you mean ukme biyade? If the guy admitted that it wasn't his, then why didn't Rav Idi just take it? What do you mean ukme biyade? So says the maybe this is a raya that Rav Loza Meir Hurwitz, also one of the front in the back, say maybe the karov was chozer bo right afterwards. And that's why you have this machlokas here. Or maybe the Chassam Sofer says, maybe the guy came and said, you're right, it's yours, but he thought then that Rav Idi was misyayish, and therefore it was really his. But either way, you have to explain, why does it say, ukmi Rav Chisda biyadeh? Right, he put it in his hand, why didn't Rav Idi just take it? Okay, either way, that's the case. So Rav Chisda said, stop complaining. Abayin Rav though argued. Abayin Rav said, no, he could demand the fruit. Keep and the Odi. Because once he admitted, so then he admitted, and we assume it belongs to Rav Idi. Period. Again, there's more there, but we continue. Ze Omer Shalav Osai, Ze Omer Shalav Osai. We had this exact case a few days ago. Why is it here again? Because it has to do with these cases. They each say it was their father's. One guy brought raya that it was their father's, and one guy brought a raya that he ate the years of chazaka. So Amar of Chizda, Malal Shak, everybody, Amar Leminach Savinti, Bachadishan Chazaka. So the one who had the years of chazaka wins, because he could have said, I bought it. It was your father's, you're right, but I bought it. So Migo, he could have said that, therefore he's believed to say that it was his, and it was never your father's. No, Migo Makamedim, you don't say. Here he's saying it's 3 years, but they're saying, no, it was our father's at that time that you say you have Edom. So therefore, Migo Makamedim, we don't say. My boss, Bahayara, somebody goes over to their friend who's squatting. What are you doing on this land? I bought it from you, and I ate the years of Chazaka, so get away from me. Here we go. He brought a raya. He brought witnesses that he ate for 2 years. For 2 years. He couldn't find raya, ate them for 3 years. He brought them for 2 years. Right, this is going to get us into the issue. Again, another issue comes up a little today, but also later on. When we say Chesed Gimel Shanim, does that go from 0 to 100 at the end of 3 years? Is it nothing before 3 years and boom, 3 years, that's it? Or is it a build-up? Is it a build-up of 1 year, 2 year, 3 years? So here the guy only brought 2 years. So we might not find the nafkamina here, but maybe once we have 3 years, we'll be able to look back and say it was built up. Here it was only 2 years, so we don't give it to him. We don't give it to him. So Amar Rav Nachman, Hadra Arav, Hadra Peiri. Give back the land and also give back the fruit that you ate in the interim because you have no raya. Right, you have no raya. The Rashbam says it must be that there are Edom that he ate the fruit. Because if it's only from him, that it's basically a Pesha Asar, right? He's the only one that admits that he ate the fruit. He's not coming to court to incriminate himself. So if he's the only one that says that he ate the fruit, we're not going to make him pay the fruit based on that. The land is going to have to give up the land. But the Rashbam says there must also be Edom here that he ate fruit. Amar of Zvid. Zvid says, though, if originally he had said, it's not my land, but he had said, I'm your sharecropper, and that's why I'm here, he would have been Naaman, that he ate the fruit then. Why? Lav mi Amar of Yehuda. Doesn't Rav Yehuda say, Hai man, denokin magla v'tovila, if somebody has a scythe and a rope, the Amar, ezel igdril diklo deplanya, somebody's walking with his Kli, and he says, yeah, I'm going down to chop down some fruit of so-and-so. He's believed. Why? People aren't going to go into their friend's field and start chopping down the trees unless they have rishus. There's a chazaka about that. So Hakanami's here too. People wouldn't eat fruit that is not theirs, and therefore we would believe him. So to the land too. Why don't we believe people about the lands? Right? What do you need Chesed Gimel Shanim for? People wouldn't squat on land that's not theirs. No, remember we had earlier. By land, we'd say, where's the shtar? People write shtaris on land. What about for fruit? People don't write documents for sharecropping. Right? For just going down on the fruit. So people don't write documents. Therefore, there's no other proof there. So therefore, it's got to be only by shtar. We would accept it to hold on to the shtar, but not by the fruit. Period. We'll have to stop here, and tomorrow we get into Naska d'Rabbi Abba. Naska d'Rabbi Abba and Daf Lamed Hey, which is only about 6 lines, right? We get into Shuda D'Zayini. So, only few lines of Gemara, but we'll try to fill in the time, do what we can. Okay, we'll stop here.